was giving them incentives. If you can encourage more women that come in here pregnant and seeking some help or counseling to go ahead and kill their soon-to-be-born child, we'll pay you. I wonder how many people, how many took the payment. What'd you spend it on? What'd you buy? Oh, you got top shelf gin instead of the crap, right? Unbelievable, folks. Government inspectors found evidence of this policy at all 70 MSI UK facilities. In other words, it was company-wide. Encourage more women to kill their babies and we'll pay you. Still think that your precious free market, that's a free market, libertarians, libertines, right? Murray Rothbard would be all in favor. Well, you know, hey, nobody forced him to do it. It's a free exchange of ideas. It's a market. A market for human murder. Murder. The report also accused MSI staff of using high-pressure sales tactics, for example, calling women who had decided against having an abortion to offer them fresh appointments. The report also stated that those who might persuade an unsure pregnant woman to think again about having an abortion, for example, parents, boyfriends, friends, were seen as an inconvenience by MSI staff and that their presence was strongly discouraged. In other words, come by yourself, do not bring any support with you, because they may talk you out of killing your soon-to-be-born child. MSI is named after Mary Stopes. In her book, Radiant Motherhood, published in 1920, Stopes states, quote, "The sterilization of those truly unfit for parenthood should be made an immediate possibility, indeed, made compulsory," close quote. The following year, she opened her first family planning center in London and founded the Society for Constructive Birth Control and Racial Progress. Its purpose was to prevent the birth of what she considered, quote, "the inferior, the depraved, and the feeble-minded," close quote. Perhaps unsurprisingly, Stopes admired Hitler. In 1935, she attended the Nazi-sponsored International Congress for Population Science in Berlin. On the eve of the Second World War, did you know that there was such a thing? Mr. Bond, are you listening? I want you to do an episode of Reverse Deception Radio on this. And I want to know, did Margaret Sanger attend this? The Congress for Population Science in Berlin, 1935. Mr. Bond, let us know. On the eve of the Second World War, she sent the Führer a gushing letter with a copy of a slim volume of love poems she had composed. A poem of hers from 1942 has this to say, quote, "Catholics, the Jews, and the Russians, all are a curse or something worse." Stopes died in 1958. In November 2018, it was announced that Stopes was one of those in the running to be honored by having their face on the UK's latest 50-pound banknote. Yes, let's honor this monster by putting her on her face on money. Kind of like we honor that monster, Abraham Lincoln, old dishonest Abe, by putting him on the $5 bill, right? Today, Marie Stopes International is one of the world's largest abortion providers with more than 12,000 employees in 37 countries. In its 2017 annual report, MSI revealed that its income was £296.1 million. That's $377 million. Ladies and gentlemen, $377 million in revenue to murder soon to be brought into this world human life.